Let's take off to the Great White North as it's time to go back to the 80s. I'm your tubular host, Darian. Right after this break, we are flashing back to this date in 1983.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
We had no idea how to find each other.
The whole
experience
was
the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Message.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Every time I try to enjoy a zinger, it gets zapped. See? I didn't see anything.
It was a Friday on February 25th, 1983. Records were made, and records were broken. History was about to be made as Michael Jackson's Thriller approached the number one spot and would remain for 37 weeks in just a few short days. The final episode of MASH will have aired on CBS with a record 125 million people watching. It was a good time for records. And speaking of records, Patty Austin and James Ingram were very proud of their number one record called Baby. Take it away, Lionel.
Come to me.
Dustin Hoffman beat out Gandhi with his number one film, Tootsie. And Friday Night TV was pretty cool with an all new Knight Rider and Remington Steele. That's it for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to ask Michael Knight if Kit ever had a stuttering problem. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.